I was 11 when my mother sent me to boarding school in Salisbury. Yes, granted, she did have tears in her eyes as she brought me to the station, but she still put me on that train. Your father would have been so happy about you going to his old school, she said, forcing a smile onto her lips. And the beard gave me such an encouraging slap on the shoulder that I nearly shoved him onto the rails for it. The beard. The first time my mother brought him home, my sisters immediately crawled onto his lap. I, however, declared war on him as soon as he put his arm around Mum's shoulder. My father had died when I was 4, and of course I missed him, even if I barely remembered him. But that definitely did not mean I wanted a new father, especially not one in the shape of an unshaven dentist. I was the man around the house, uncontested hero to my sisters and apple of my mother's eye. Suddenly, she no longer watched television with me in the evenings, but instead went out with the beard. Our dog, who would chase anyone off our grounds, put squeaky toys in front of the beard's feet, and my sisters drew oversized hearts for him.
But he's so nice, John,
I heard over and over. Nice. And what exactly was so nice about him? That he convinced my mother everything I liked to eat was bad for me, or that he told her I watched too much TV? I tried every trick in the book to get rid of him. At least a dozen times I disappeared the house keys Mum had given him. I poured Coke over his dentistry magazines. Yes, there are magazines for dentists. I mixed itching powder in his beloved mouthwash. All useless. In the end, it wasn't him but me whom Mum put on the train. Never underestimate your enemies. Longsby would teach me that later, but I hadn't met him yet. My banishment had probably been decided after I convinced my youngest sister to pour her oatmeal into his shoes. Or maybe it was the Wanted Terrorist poster into which I'd photoshopped his picture. Whatever it was, I'd bet my game console that the boarding school was the beard's idea, even though my mother denies it to this day. Of course, Mum offered to deliver me personally to my new school and to stay for a few days in Salisbury, until you find your feet. But I refused. I was positive she just wanted to soothe her guilty conscience because she was planning to go on to Spain with the beard while I, on my own, would have to deal with totally new teachers, bad boarding school food, and new classmates, most of whom were probably going to be stronger and way smarter than me. I'd never spent more than a weekend away from my family. I didn't like sleeping in strange beds, and I definitely didn't want to go to school in a town that was more than 1,000 years old, and even proud of it. My 8-year-old sister would have loved to swap with me. She'd been reading Harry Potter, and she was desperate to go to a boarding school. I, however, had nightmares of children in hideous uniforms sitting in dingy halls in front of bowls filled with watery porridge, watched by teachers with yardsticks. I didn't speak a word all the way to the station. I didn't even give my mother a kiss goodbye after she had hoisted my suitcase onto the train. I was too afraid I'd collapse into a sobbing, childish mess in front of the beard. I spent the entire train ride cutting and gluing ransom notes from old newspapers, threatening the beard with all manner of terrible, painful deaths if he didn't leave my mother immediately. The old man sitting next to me kept looking over with increasing alarm. But in the end, I threw the letters away in the train's lavatory. I told myself that my mother would probably figure out who'd composed those letters and that she would just end up preferring the beard over me even more. I know, I was in a pathetic state. The train ride lasted for 1 hour and 9 minutes. That's now more than 8 years ago, and I still remember it perfectly. Bristol, Bath, Westbury. The train stations all looked the same, and with every passing mile I felt more banished. After half an hour, I had devoured all the chocolate bars Mum had packed for me. 9, as I remember. She'd felt really guilty. Every time I looked out the window, and everything started looking blurry, I told myself it wasn't tears, but the rain running down the window pane that distorted my vision. As I said, pathetic.